A rare two-headed copperhead snake has recently been found alive in Virginia. One snake, one long slithering body, but two heads and two mouths with venomous fangs. A remarkable discovery, really. So we're joined now by J.D. Klepfer. He is the state herpetologist at the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Joins us from Williamsburg, Virginia. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
And how did this snake make it to you alive? It seems to me we usually hear about these things when the snakes are, you know, former snakes.
That is true. I'm equally as impressed that it's two-headed as well as it's still alive. A lady up in Northern Virginia was coming out her front door and saw this small snake in her flower bed and realized that it had two heads and somehow got it into a bucket alive, and the rest has become social media history.
So, two heads, I gather, but a common digestive system?
Yes, it has two heads, but the rest of its anatomy is shared, digestive system, everything else.
So does one head eat and the other burp?
Well, based on the x-rays, it appears that one head has a more well-developed esophagus, while the other head has a more developed throat. So based on that, we're just attempting to feed the one head to make sure that everything's okay.
And the other head just kind of like, what does it frown or what?
No, I don't think it's too unhappy. I haven't seen it, any tears come down its eyes yet, but they have a shared digestive system, so both heads are getting the nutrition they need.
What happens to a two-headed copperhead snake?
Well, in the wild, they're extremely rare because of they just don't live very long. Yeah. They can't coordinate escaping from predators, and they can't coordinate capturing food, so they tend to not live. But in captivity, captive-bred two-headed snakes occasionally pop up, but that's usually the result of inbreeding.
Well, does this snake, or do we call it snakes?
Singular be fine.
Have much prospects for a long life?
You know, it's a tough question because there's such few examples to work off of, but the latest I've heard from the individual who's caring for the animal is that he did get it to successfully feed over the weekend, and it appears to be doing fine. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, we're able to keep it going and it lives a long, happy life.
Forgive me, I'm one of these people that attaches names to animals.
Sure.
Maybe a herpetologist doesn't, but do you give the snake one name or two?
Well, we've had a few folks that are asked if we're going to have some kind of naming contest. And at this point, I don't want to give it a name in fear of that I'll jinx it and it won't live very much longer after we give it a name. Yeah. But eventually, if the animal continues to thrive and grow, we'd like to place it with a zoological facility somewhere within the Commonwealth of Virginia. And then they choose to do a naming contest. That's their prerogative.
J.D. Klepfer is state herpetologist at the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.